And that says, "Dearest angels, please." This section opens the way to connect with your angelic team. And in case you didn't know, you always have a group of angels, archangels, teachers, and light beings with you. And deceased loved ones, too. They're with you to support you throughout your life's journey. The number one complaint of angels is that we do not ask for enough help. Use this section to ask for help. This is where I ask for protection with the diamond steel force field. Dearest angels, please surround me with your diamond steel force field shield of protection, filled with strength, stamina, and healing energy that deflects negativity and all viruses. And again, I've added this to the Journaling Central webpage, so you can see there exactly how I worded this. But you could write, "Dearest angels, show me that you're with me." And then be open to what they show you. Just be open. I like to ask the angels to show me things instead of asking them a question that requires an answer. Doesn't mean they don't answer me. They do. But it makes it really easy for them to show me. And they may show me by my hearing what they have to say. Maybe the question is, "Dearest angel, show me what to do. Show me my next best step." And it's okay to add and make it really clear. So I understand exactly what you're saying. Or if you get a sign, I think, what did Florence call them? A lead. If you get a sign or a lead and you're not sure, ask them to clarify. They will. Know that your angels are a chatty group. They talk to you all the time. The only reason you don't already know this is because they sound like you. They've been with you all your life, so they sound like your own mind chatter. When I began trying to communicate with my angelic team, I wanted the ground to shake and the lights to flash and an angel to be standing there right in front of me, maybe asking me, "What do I want to know?" Well, it doesn't work that way. Well, not for me anyway. If it works like that for you, I'd really love to hear about it. I had to learn to trust that the messages I was receiving were real. And if you want to learn to communicate with your angels, I do offer one-on-one sessions, and I have self-study courses. And periodically, I offer a live class. But the bottom line, it comes down to choosing whether you're going to believe or not. You have that power.